Okay. There's another kind similar to this that flies, and it flies around. Sometimes it lays its eggs in clothes. You have to get what we used to get little balls to
moth.
Put.
Moth. Uh-huh. Do you have some moth flies?
Moth flies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're very small, not very large.
Okay. This is a long, thin insect. Has two pairs of shiny wings. Hovers around damp places. Some people say that if you see one of these, there's a snake nearby. I'm trying to think of other ways of describing. Okay. I'll try this.
Dragonfly.
Did you ever?
I just don't know what a dragonfly would look like. I really don't.
Okay. Maybe. Well, there's some. Sometimes there are other terms people use for them: snake doctor, or darning needle. These are terms, maybe that's the terms you call them. Mosquito hawk or anything like that. Doesn't ring a bell with you. Okay. What about some kinds of stinging insects? Some things that will sting.
We have just stinger flies. Now we have a horse fly that's bad, you know, to bite the cattle and all. And you know, just a horse fly, I call them stinging flies.
Okay.
They're just plain old house flies.
All right, what about other things? The kind of insect that stings you that sometimes...
A wasp, hornets.
Okay.
And yellow jackets, I think, is about the worst. That if you get them to a nest of them, they have their nests under the ground.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that always eats me up at night? You're always slapping, trying to...
Mosquitoes. We have plenty of those. You live near a lake, right? You're going to have plenty of mosquitoes.
Okay, sometimes you go walking out in the woods and you get another kind of bite.
Oh, chiggers.
Oh, yeah.
We get lots of those, especially picking blackberries.
Oh, yes. I almost don't pick blackberries anymore for that, even though they're so good. All right, there's the kind of insect that hops around in the grass in the summertime. It's green.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
We have lots of those, but you don't see too many until fall of the year, not any.
No, I haven't seen too many this year. I know that. What about small fish you'd use for bait? What would you call those? Small fish.
Minnows.
Okay. Okay, we're going to get into another area now. Change subjects a little bit. All right, the part of the tree that's underneath the ground. What do you call the part that goes down the ground in a tree?
Roots.
Okay. What kind of tree do you have that makes sugar, that you can use to tap it to make sugar? Maybe not so much in this area.
Sugar maple.
Okay. All right, what would you call a place where you had a lot of those trees to
grow?
Okay. A kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time. The bark peels with little knobs or balls, and the tough bark is used for chopping blocks. That's the only description I know to give it. It's a tall tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark. You know what kind of tree that might be?
It don't shed the leaves.
Yeah, all at one time. The leaves are shed all at one time. Okay.
Really, I don't.
Maybe just name some trees in this area and we'll see if we can...
Well, we just have pines, oaks, poplars, and some sweet gum trees, and that's about it.
Okay.
And on the lawns, a lot of people have magnolias. They shed their leaves in the summer. That's the only thing I don't like about them.
What about this tree?
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Have any of those?
We don't have any near here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they are plenty of them out in the forest. Okay.
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
The cherry tree.
Okay. I think I can get this one in. You have those kind of bushes, shrubs that you rake up against and you break out and you start itching. You know what I'm talking about? You break out in a kind of rash or something.
Well, I'm so allergic to everything like that. It would be, a poison ivy.
Yeah,
poison
ivy.
Poison ivy and, you know, these things, the whole stuff that you call poke salad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that caused me to break out with a rash if I touched them.
Right, you know of any other kinds? There's poison ivy.
And, a cow's vine has beautiful bloom on it. Orange bloom.
What about that term? Poison